This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Yeah, Stupid News time here at FM 99. Are you effing stupid? FM 99. Stupid News brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant, presenting John Morgan, The Raging Cajun, Thursday through Sunday. The Funny Bone in Virginia Beach's Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com for more information. Item number one takes us to that hotbed of motorcycling. Motor, is this like a karaoke version?
Sounds like it. Or it's a band. It might be a
Up with People.
In whatever comes my way.
It could be worse.
Yeah, darling, gonna make it happen.
Police in Minnesota said that they ticketed a man on a motorcycle who was doing stunts and instead of wearing a helmet was wearing a giant panda bear head.
What? Oh my gosh.
He's on,
yes,
one of those, he's on like a crotch rocket.
Wait a minute. That's not a guy. That panda. Is a beautiful woman and she works for us. Her name is Nene.
It's DJ Nene.
DJ Nene.
Yeah. Minnesota State Police. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
They said they posted a photo to Facebook showing the biker in full panda gear while riding a sport motorcycle down our highway. Underneath it, they just wrote, so, period, many, period, questions, period.
Yeah, really.
You get a ticket for that, by the way.
Do you ever see that, yeah, though, like on like 264, yeah, or whatever, like people on the crotch rockets doing like
wheelies
or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's scary as
yeah. I just back up and do another thing.
Yeah.
You saw an idiot the other day just riding the line, cutting between the cars, riding the line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Way too fast.
Hey,
is that, can you ride the line here? Is that legal?
No,
I don't know. In
illegal.
California, you can.
Can't do
actually.
It
in California, they would let you ride between the cars.
Wow.
Yeah. I always thought that was a little goofy.
Yeah.
It
no, I don't
weird.
Think you can do that here.
No, that's pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The biker exited the highway. Troopers arrived. Dispatchers monitoring traffic cameras soon spotted him again. They finally caught up to the guy. Cited for reckless driving. Apparently, he was going full sport mode. And the panda head was confiscated.
Aww.
Oh, no. Evidence.
Those things aren't cheap, man.
Exhibit A.
And they wrote, even if Halloween was today, this would not be okay. Or, in fact, legal, in case you're wondering. A panda head will not protect you in a crash like an approved helmet, yada, yada, yada.
I feel like that would limit your vision.
Oh, you got no peripheral vision.
Yeah.
Mascot helmet.
It is a great still shot, though, you have to admit.
It is.
Panda on his bike. It's not bad, but it's no Steppenwolf.
No.
That's item number one.
Item number two comes to us from La Crosse, Wisconsin, where someone called 911. It was about 3:25 a.m. on Monday. She had been woken up by the sounds coming from this car that was parked in front of her house. The cops came and walked up to this gold Pontiac Grand Am. They noticed that the windows were all fogged up. The car was rocking. Says he broke one of society's unwritten laws by going and knocking anyways.
Oh, man. Baby. Was that car a rocking?
It was.
When he went a knocking.
21-year-old Bailey Putkemery and 20-year-old Emily Scott did not stop. The cop waited 5 minutes, and when they were still going at it inside the car, he finally shined his flashlight in, told them to get out. Bailey wasn't digging that, though.
No?
He was angry, told the cop he was rooster blocking him.
Hey, dude, you're rooster blocking me.
Come on, brother.
And giving him, quote, blue balls.
I think you're cop blocking me.
That's, yes. Oh,
hey,
you should have gone with that,
nice,
man.
Bro. That's why you're the man.
Taste that.
What?
They were both arrested for lewd and lascivious behavior. Bailey also charged with disorderly conduct.
Oh, I got cop blocked.
Cop blocked.
Do
You're doing so much, though, that like somebody knocks on the window and you're just, nah, go away.
Get away. Hey, I'm almost done here.
Come back man, later. Oh,
5 minutes later. Still
see that? I'm working in here. Hey, man.
I'm working hard in here.
Yeah, literally. Literally. Finally, this.
Ah, yes.
From the streets of Gay Perry. Back when gay meant something else. The Louvre.
Wow.
You know, the very famous French art museum?
Oh, but of course.
They have now taken down a large installation by a Dutch artist. They've taken it down because many people around the Louvre have complained that it is somewhat pornographic.
Okay.
It's a geometric shape. It's a piece.
Two big circles.
Yeah. Kind of.
Long cylinder in between. I don't know.
I'm trying to find out what it's supposed to show. It's supposed to be indicative of mankind. Let's see. The artwork symbolizes the power of humanity over the world and its hypocritical approach to nature. That's what the guy says. But what it really looks like is a series of boxes, one of them backdooring the other.
Oh, yeah,
in
it
the
does.
Most bizarre and basic.
It's like box God. People. Yeah.
Yeah. They look like people made out of boxes, that's and they're like doing it so over. They can watch the hockey game.
That's,
yeah.
I don't know how else to describe
so
it.
So we can watch the hockey
but,
game.
Yes.
But is
that's not the way they do it in Canada.
Is that pornographic or is it just funny? It's boxes.
It's just funny.
It's funny
it's
to
boxes.
Me.
Yes.
Oh, it's hysterical. Box.
Yes. I don't know. All I know is that...
unless you want to argue that the lower box looks like a dog because the head of that box...
Yeah, I know. Like it could be. I mean, so it is doggy.
You know, so maybe...
Yeah. It is doggy,
yeah.
Man. Yeah.
I don't know if that's as funny.
Well, actually, yeah, they are... technically, the boxes are doing it in a dog-like fashion, mm-hmm. Right. So maybe... What is this called, doggy style?
It's called... it's the Dutch work Domesticator. Domesticator.
It's misogynistic, but I don't know if it's pornographic.
Domesticator.
Giving the name a new, giving the move a new name.
Yeah. It could be so yes.
Domesticator.
Let's do it. Let's
do
it.
Called
Domesticator
now.
Style.
Right here, right now.
Right now.
Okay.
Slide it in, Hans. This is something that should not happen, says Josef van der Schluten. The founder of the collective that's paid for the artworks. Says the museum should be an open place for communications. The task of the museum is to explain the work, not to interpret the work. People are like, hey, can you get the two people banging off the front of the room, please? I got kids.
You know what's
I got
funny
kids
is,
bag at.
I got kids. If anything, it looks so simple, it doesn't even look like artwork.
I know.
It's just boxes.
Yes.
And you wonder, why is this even in the Louvre of all places?
You know what? You my neighbors do this whenever I put those deer out at Christmas.
Yeah.
I get the same work of art on my lawn.
But the deer, I would argue, is better because two things about
amazing.
The deer. A, they really look like deer, and B, the deer are lit up. These are just boxes.
Yeah, I know. It's
this doesn't
dumb.
Look.
It telling
is.
You though,
you got taken.
I do feel inspired by it.
Do you really?
Yeah. It definitely stimulates
yeah,
my mind.
Inspired.
Especially, especially in your current condition.
Right.
I would imagine Domesticator comes up somewhat often.
Yeah.
Probably more comfortable.
It's about the only way at this
the
point.
Only way that's happening now. Yeah. Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
That's why we call it
stupid news.